The human hand is one of the most mechanically complex systems in nature, so making an artificial replica is a daunting task. An ideal prosthesis should be light and flexible, with a reasonably powerful grip and controlled by the owner's mind. Presently, prosthetics rely on relatively heavy hydraulic, electric, or pneumatic actuators to flex artificial fingers. But scientists at Germany's Saarland University are experimenting with much lighter fibers made of nickel-titanium alloy that change shape when connected to a source of electricity.
The movement of the hand is done by the wire. This wire, when they are actuated, they contract. And we are able to exploit this contraction to make the finger move. And we can move each phalanx independently.
Bundles of these memory wires could form more powerful yet lightweight artificial muscles and tendons. Their flexing can be controlled independently by measuring the electrical resistance of the wires.
We can monitoring the position of the finger without adding any other sensor, only exploited this embedded feature of the wire.
Scientists believe that with further advances of so-called shape memory alloys, it will be possible to build more natural-looking prosthetic hands.
If you look down the road to like future prosthesis generations, you would like to see this integrated with the human body in a way that you can actually sense the nerve stimuli and then you can feed that into a microcontroller, which there it will be translated to a corresponding signal to activate the muscle.
Saarland University scientists are now looking into how natural patterns of hand movements could be applied to memory alloy muscles. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.